Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of the Four Seasons Podcast. My name is Mike Oliver.
And I'm Rachel Oliver.
We are back. Thank you for everybody who reached out to us and wondered what happened to us. We've been gone...
almost 2 months.
Wow.
Just about. We apologize.
I don't apologize. It was out of my control.
I guess that is true.
Yeah. I don't know if it's any big secret. Like, it's supposed to be a secret, but I got the vid.
Mm-hmm.
So, knocked me out for quite some time.
Yes.
And then you got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Not the vid. No. Just sick. And then, the boys got sick. Then I got sick again. And then you were sick again.
Yeah.
And it was just an illness carousel that kept going round and round and being passed around. We've been saying, I think, for like 3 or 4 weeks that we will record this week. We finally have gotten better.
Yes.
We set up a new little studio.
Hopefully it works.
Yeah. We've made, I feel like, some changes.
Mm-hmm.
We've come up with some new ideas. We might be leaving some segments behind in season one. We'll see. The show is ever evolving and ever growing.
Yep. And if you guys still have ideas that you want us to talk about, if you want to hear anything, if you even have segment ideas, let us know at thefourseasonspod@gmail.com. And we're always excited and grateful and happy for insight. So...
yes.
Anything helps.
Especially help of a monetary value.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have as far as that goes. We're excited to be back. We are thankful to be back. I said excited, I said thankful.
All of the above.
Yeah. With all that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. To start off, we are going to introduce a new segment. And again, this is all fluid, so we don't know. Some of this might stay. Maybe the people will respond and they want segments back. But for now, what we're going to do, I think, for the time being, is we're going to ditch trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm bad at it. The whole idea of trivia was that I would be good at it, and I would seem smart, and I think I got one trivia question right.
I'll say 5.
Wow, okay.
But I honestly don't know.
I don't think it was 5.
I'm and giving anyway, you benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So the whole point is, that game is stupid, and I don't want to play it anymore. So I think what we're going to try to do going forward is, we're going to call this Worth Mentioning. And this is just news around sports and maybe even some pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll give you some personal news. Anything that we feel is noteworthy and worth mentioning is what we're going to do in this segment. The first thing that's worth mentioning, Tom Brady's retirement lasted a shorter amount of time than the space between our last episodes.
Right, I know.
When he retired, I was like, man, we are going to have so much to talk about. And so it's actually lucky we did, because you think about all the people who did all this time breaking down the legacy of Tom Brady.
And then it's just going to go.
And there's no point to it.
Just like the guy who bought his last, supposedly, football.
His last touchdown pass for $518,000.
Yeah, how do you think he feels?
I hope he's hoping that he... I hope he kept the receipt. I would like this back, please. False advertising. Well, it still might be. Who knows? Maybe Tom Brady will break his leg week 1 without throwing a touchdown pass and be out the whole season.
I saw stuff where it's like, wow, his home life must be that bad where he wants to come out of retirement.
Yeah, they didn't even make it to... they didn't even make it to the draft.
No.
He was, quote-unquote, retired for like a month. And he was like, this sucks. So, So he's back?
I guess.
He's never really gone.
No, but he's back in football. Sure.
It's nice because then I won't have to wrestle with my own mortality for a little while longer. Because when he retired, I was like, oh my gosh, all the quarterbacks I watched growing up have retired. The oldest quarterback in the league now is... Gosh, who? I can't even...
I don't even
Aaron Rodgers, I think, probably.
I think he is, yeah, second. Well, he was first, but now he's second again.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're... Who did just announce his retirement?
Andrew Whitworth.
Thank you.
Walter Payton, Man of the Year.
Yep.
Which is a huge award.
Yeah.
Not for anything you've done on the field, but what you've done off the field.
Off the field.
Which is... even more impressive because yeah. because anybody can do that. It doesn't matter, and that's you'll see that in the nominees.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a great player to win Walter Payton Man of the Year. But not only is Andrew Whitworth a great player, even better person it seems off the field, and got to go out on top, win a Super Bowl with the Rams, his first Super Bowl of his career.
Yeah.
Against his old team, because he used to be a Bengal.
Mm.
So, good for him.
Yeah.
The MLB...
is back.
Finally.
Yes.
And I was telling you this yesterday, that was kind of exciting, because with MLB being locked out, none of the players and teams could negotiate, discuss contracts, teams couldn't trade. All of the roster moves were on hold, and then... the NFL has their legal tampering period, is what they call it, which is funny because it's basically just the start of the new season, except it's not officially the start of the new season.
Mm-hmm.
So they're agreeing to trades, free agents are agreeing to sign with new teams. So we saw that kind of culmination, and it doesn't usually happen like this, but since baseball was locked out, and the NFL legal tampering period started on Monday at the same... so it was one big day of the NFL announcing roster moves, the MLB announcing roster moves, and it was a good day to finally get my Apple Watch set up so I could keep getting the updates and seeing, oh, who's going where.
Yeah.
Because apart from actually watching the sport, one of my favorite times of year is...
this time.
Watching roster moves, and... because there's... because there's hope.
Yes.
There's a lot of hope.
This year.
Yeah.
For the Denver Broncos.
That is. Huge thing. And I think that's going to wrap up noteworthy
mentions.
And we should go ahead and transition into
Oliver's Opinions, which is now our new segment.
Yes. Oliver's Opinions. This was based off of an idea that somebody else gave, and I was like, you know what everybody wants to hear? Is my opinion. I guess also, you're an Oliver too, so you could also give your opinion.
Okay.
Maybe some of these times, we'll just give your opinion.
Okay.
But for now, everybody's going to listen to my opinion.
That's fine.
And as we kind of mentioned in the last segment, one of the biggest news, not just this offseason, but ever, is the trade of Russell Wilson
mm-hmm.
from the Seattle Seahawks to our Denver Broncos.
Yes.
And what can only be described as bonerific. when I heard this news, I shit and I at the same time.
So you were really excited.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't believe it. I spoke to one of my friends back in Denver, and it's kind of reminding us of the time the Broncos signed Peyton Manning.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I can't even believe this is real. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL is coming to the Broncos.
It is exciting.
It's really exciting.
I have a lot of hope for them this year.
I do too, I think. I think they should for sure at least be in the playoffs. But it might, I mean, it should be a Super Bowl contender.
Don't they also have a lot of, what am I trying to say?
Cap space?
No, the offensive.
A lot of weapons.
Weapons, that's right.
Yes.
They have a lot of weapons this year also, or a good lineup of weapons, I should say.
Right? Yeah, I'm really impressed with Javonte Williams. I mean, you heard me talk about him all last year. I was in love with Javonte Williams. It's going to be really exciting to see him grow a little bit in year two. I think the Broncos have really good receivers, and just nobody talks about them because they haven't had a quarterback for years. They have a solid defense. I think there's little holes they need to plug here and there. But for the most part, they have a really good roster. In fact, last year, they were they were one of the popular picks. So like, oh, look out for Denver. Denver could be a dark horse team. And the only thing that kept them from being that playoff contending scary team was quarterback.
Yeah.
And they went out and they addressed that. Now, here comes the opinion part.
Okay.
And I have actually... One thing I've really noticed about this is a divide.
Okay.
And the divide is people who love the trade and are head over heels about it versus the people who are skeptical about it. And the one big thing I've noticed about all the people who are skeptical about it, age. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, what is believed to be the way it should be done versus how it currently is being done.
Yeah.
And all the older, I think, more traditional fans of the sport are thinking the Broncos gave up too much for him.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't know the deals of the trade by now, it's Denver sent 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a fifth, round pick.
Yeah.
Shelby Harris, Drew Locke, Noah Fant. In exchange, they got Russell Wilson and a 4th-round pick back.
I mean, I do feel like it is a lot, but at the same time, it's Russell Wilson. I've heard that, last year he was up there with more, he got more sacks.
Well, so the thing... thing that you look at is, well, there's a couple things you look at. One thing is he started off really hot, then he got hurt. Hurt his finger. Russell Wilson is also not somebody who misses time because of injury. He's a pretty smart player. I've heard people talk about he's old.
I think he is around our age. That makes me feel old.
Don't say, well, he's a little bit, he's a little bit older than us.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be 34 when the season starts.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If the league has showed us anything, 34 isn't old anymore.
No.
That's right in the heart of your prime.
Yeah.
And we've seen a few quarterbacks as they get older fall off a cliff and look bad. We've seen Ben Roethlisberger look really bad late in his career. Matt Ryan is getting a little bit older. He doesn't look very good. We've also seen quarterbacks who age like a fine wine.
Yeah.
They get better as they get older. Aaron Rodgers just won the MVP. I think he's going to be 38, 39. So, you look at, that's at least 5 more years that Russell Wilson has. I mean, when we signed Peyton Manning...
He was up there.
He was up there, and he was coming off neck surgery.
Yeah.
Now, the argument is, well, we didn't give up anything to get him. We just signed him. And it's still a risk. You're still paying money to somebody.
Yeah.
But the thing is when you're a team like Denver, and you see what a quarterback-driven league it is, they won a Super Bowl in 2015 with defense.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great defense, and they carried Peyton Manning's carcass to a Super Bowl title. That being said, they tried, I felt, to carry that. Further and further, once they got rid of Gary Kubiak as their head coach, they brought in a defensive-minded coach in Vic Fangio. And the defense was really solid. It was a top 10 defense, really, every year he was here.
Yeah.
But did that ever equal a lot of wins? No, and it's because in the NFL, you have to be able to score points. And I think the Broncos recognized that. They went out and they fired Fangio. They hired an offensive head-minded head coach in Nathaniel Hackett. I think they were really in on Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he was actually ever intending to go to the Broncos. I think he was just being a a-hole.
Yeah.
And was just using the Denver option as leverage to get the Packers to sign him to a fat contract. Which is fine, because I really, if I'm being honest, didn't want Aaron Rodgers on the Broncos anyway. After the stunts he pulled last year. Yeah. Also, growing out your hair to be John Wick for Halloween. I mean,
that's fine, but then cut it after.
Well, I mean, that's such a bro move. Like, yeah, it would be John Wick for Halloween. Anyway, I think the biggest thing people get hung up on is draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
They sent a total of 5 draft picks to the Seahawks. Thing to keep in mind is they traded Vaughn last year and got a 2nd and 3rd back.
Yeah.
So they had an extra 2nd-round pick to get rid of.
True.
So then you really think about it. It's like, okay, maybe you break that down and you say, you really only sent 4 picks. Well, you sent a 5th to the Seahawks, and they sent you back a 4th. So you improved that pick. So really, then you're thinking about it, well, we really only gave up 3 draft picks.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is we gave up our 9th overall pick in this draft, and I've heard people say, well, we're mortgaging the future for Russell Wilson. And I went back to 2015. I could have gone back further,
mm-hmm.
but I just went to 2015. And I just am going to read you off some of the names that were picked with the 9th overall pick in the first round.
Okay.
Now, last year we picked Pat Surtain the 2nd,
mm-hmm.
which
he's shown.
He looks great, and yeah. I think he's going to be a shutdown corner for years to come. It was a great pick.
Yeah.
It looks even better now, I think, because when they picked him last year, I kind of thought, and all these quarterbacks, and you're going to pick another, or you need a quarterback. You pick another cornerback.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it looks even better now that you get Russell Wilson, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so 2015, the 9th overall pick was the New York Giants.
Okay.
They picked tackle Ereck Flowers. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay.
Point proven.
2016 NFL draft, the 9th overall pick, the Chicago Bears, was Leonard Floyd.
Name sounds a little familiar.
He just won a Super Bowl with the Rams. He had a really good game. He had a solid season for him.
Okay.
Took him a while in the league, and he's not on the original team that drafted him. Is really the big thing to look about it. Took another team to kind of get the most out of him.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the 2017 NFL draft. The 9th overall pick was John Ross to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm.
Bust. Huge bust. And he's on the New York Giants right now. He's not even on the Bengals. He was not on their Super Bowl roster.
Oh, okay.
2018 NFL draft. By the way, this is the draft that was really quarterback heavy. And let's just play a game.
Okay.
From what you know, I'm going to name off the quarterbacks that were all picked. This is just the first round quarterbacks, and you tell me whether you'd have this quarterback or Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Number 1 overall pick, Baker Mayfield. Baker or Russell?
From game experience, Russell.
You are correct. Number 3 overall pick, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold or Russell what? Russell
Wilson. Don't even know Sam Darnold or how he plays.
Bust. So. Bust. Here's the only one that you would have rather had than Russell Wilson. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He's
proven.
He's younger. He's playing at an elite level, I'm sure. Number 10 overall pick, Josh Rosen.
Nope, don't know.
He's on his, like, 5th team.
Mm-hmm. And this was from 2015 or 18?
2018.
Okay.
And then after that, first round, end of the first round, Lamar Jackson.
Hmm.
You could really... Yeah. Lamar Jackson was an NFL MVP. He probably is not... He's definitely a better runner than Russ, but Russ is the stronger passer.
Yeah.
He's younger than Russell Wilson. That argument, I could see you going either way.
Yeah.
So, five quarterbacks taken. You'd take Russ for sure over three of them. The fourth one, iffy. The only one you would take, I think, is Josh Allen. Not to mention the ninth overall pick was San Francisco, and they took Mike McGlinchey.
Nope.
He's a tackle. He's solid. He's
fine. Well, I'm just saying, like, no, I don't know
who that is. Right. But, and I mean, some of the other picks, I mean, Saquon Barkley. Do you think if the Giants could do it over again, they would have taken Saquon? I don't think so.
No.
Roquan Smith. You know, he's had some decent years. I think nothing extreme. All right, I'm going to go to 2019 and then I'm going to wrap up my point.
Okay.
2019, the ninth pick was the Buffalo Bills. They drafted Ed Oliver.
No.
What a fantastic last name. And I think that's the best thing about him. He still plays for Buffalo, so he's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
The point I'm trying to make is that these picks anymore, nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah.
And if you have a roster like the Broncos, where you already have these pieces, and that would be different if you're a team like, I don't know, the Jets, who have nothing.
Yeah.
Cupboard's empty. You need to take as many swings in the first round as you can, because that's where all the elite talent is. But the point is none of these picks are guaranteed.
Sure.
And I think the Rams showed, because, you know, the Rams have traded first-round picks for Matthew Stafford, who, by the way, was an average quarterback. Well, I mean, he was a good quarterback, but he played in Detroit. Was a good quarterback, but I would say Russell Wilson is better than Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford gets out of Detroit, goes to the Rams, where he has a more solid surrounding cast, wins a Super Bowl his first year. I think
It's not just the quarterback. It's the whole
team.
Team that helps bring him out.
And I think, like I said, the Broncos have a great team, but they had one gigantic hole, and that was at quarterback. And I've heard people say, well, you know, their line... The thing about offensive line is any offensive line is going to look bad if you don't have good quarterback play.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson played in a much, much worse offensive line in Seattle. And you can go look at PFF, Pro Football Focus. They grade every single play. And so you can really get a good feel about how good a team actually is based on their PFF score. Seattle has been a bottom five team for the last few years. Denver's in the middle.
Yeah.
They haven't had great offensive line play. It's an area that could always be improved, but I think most teams in the NFL can say that. Like, can you tell me one team that's got a perfect offensive line?
No.
And I was an offensive lineman. I care about offensive linemen. When I buy jerseys, I buy jerseys of offensive linemen because I appreciate offensive line play.
Yeah.
There's not one team in the NFL that I can tell you from tackle to tackle is perfect. And especially not in the NFL today when there are so many. Did you see the combine where like a 360-pound lineman ran like a 4?
Yes. And they said that it's like that score or that, I don't want to say score, speed.
That time.
Is impressive, just let alone, not to mention that he's 341 pounds.
That's where the NFL went. They had the most amount of, and I can't remember the exact stat, but basically they had more cornerbacks run faster times than ever before.
Yeah.
So defenses are constantly getting faster, stronger. It's hard to play offensive line.
Yeah.
So you're not going to find one single offensive line that's hands above.
Better than the other.
Yeah. And you're not going to be able to afford it, honestly, because when you find a premium offensive lineman, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I think what the Broncos have is way better than what Seattle's going to have. I think you're going to see Russell have a lot of success. And as far as mortgaging the future, we gave up a first-round pick this year. We gave up a first-round pick next year. And then we're back to getting a first-round pick.
Yeah.
The Rams don't have a first-round pick till 2024, and they just won a Super Bowl.
Ooh.
I would take that trade-off. And they haven't had a first-round pick for the last, like, 2 or 3 years.
True.
They spent, they gave up, two first-round picks to get Jalen Ramsey, their cornerback. They spent another two to get Matthew Stafford. And they've proven that
picks don't mean
all. In the long haul, it might hurt the Rams because they can't build up their team.
True.
But the Broncos when it's all said and done, gave up a first round pick this year and a first round pick next year. And their second round pick this year. But I believe, and I'd have to double check again, but they have a second round pick from another team. Mm-hmm. Or they have one from the Rams.
Oh, okay.
So, all in all, I don't really think they gave up that much to get Russell Wilson. If you want to talk about the players they gave up, Noah Fant is a terrific athlete when he's healthy.
Yeah.
He's missed a ton of time the last few years. I cannot understand the people who still look at Drew Lock and say he might have potential. Like, no, sorry.
Yeah.
Drew Lock is a fantastic athlete, and he would make a decent backup quarterback. And he showed it this year when Teddy went out hurt.
Yeah.
He had, like, spurts where he looked great. Of course, he also... I remember one specifically stands out in my mind is Teddy went out against the Chargers and Drew Lock immediately came in, threw an interception and fumbled.
Yeah.
Drew Lock was not the future. Getting rid of him, good riddance. Shelby Harris kind of stinks. You know, I really like Shelby Harris, but he had a pretty big price tag for what he was getting done. And also the Broncos weren't a great run defense, so they kind of need...
They needed something else.
They need a little bit beefier defensive tackles, I think. So... All in all, Oliver's opinion, fantastic trade for the Broncos. When it comes down to it, didn't really give up as much as we could have to get a player of Russell Wilson's talent.
It probably seems like a lot more on paper than it would in the future.
Yeah. And then I think you just have to do what I did for you. You just break it down and look at
where
picks are going and what picks we already had. So, I love it. I'm excited for this year. I think they're a Super Bowl contender. I told Editor Steve, shout out Editor Steve.
Yes.
Editor Steve is a great guy, by the way. One flaw, Raiders fan. And I'm, you know, sorry, Steve. But I said, sorry, Steve, but you guys are back to being the worst team in the AFC West. And he's like, Broncos got a lot of problems. And I was like, that was actually a really good Steve impression. Sounded just like him.
Sure.
Steve, you're a hater. Broncos were just one quarterback away from being a playoff team. I think they have the second best quarterback in the AFC West now in their division. I think he's better than Herbert. I don't think he's better than Mahomes.
Yeah.
Well, and there's going to be a lot of talking. It's going to be a long off season because there's going to be a lot of speculation. Is he good? Is he not good? Is he too old? Are the Broncos really going to be any better with him? We'll just have to wait and see.
Next season.
And I'm just going to have to bite my tongue when I get the responses that, no, you're wrong, they still gave up a whole lot. All right. Well, when we're in the playoffs and we're on the verge of winning a Super Bowl, then you can talk to me as we're dining over crow that you're eating with a slice of humble pie for dessert.
Okay.
And that was Oliver's opinion. Moving on. Now, our old segments. Actually, I lost my train of thought. What I was going to say first is this episode, and perhaps going forward, we are going to be eliminating the Fab Five. Mm-hmm. Unless that's what you guys want to hear. But we felt that the Fab Fives have gotten a little robotic, and it is more about us just reading off of our phones and our notes versus actually
carrying on conversations,
being a little bit more off the top. And if you want to hear somebody read a book, you can get Audible, you know, somebody read an audio book to you or something. But this is the Four Seasons podcast, and we don't know what we are. No. As I said, we are constantly
evolving.
We're like Pokemon. That being said, one of the other segments we used to have is what we're looking forward to. Now, I still believe, and I think you agree with me, that part of making life enjoyable is finding things to look forward to, even if they are small. Mm-hmm. But the thing is most of us look forward to the same things. And we can only tell you how many things we're looking forward to at the same time before you're like, we get it.
Yeah.
You really like Madden. or whatever Rachel likes. Mike, I don't know. So, what we have decided is we're going to evolve it. And we're going to work on our speaking so we don't stutter. And we're also going to challenge each other. This new year is about us getting better. And this new season is about us getting better. There is a very famous company out there that sponsors many athletes. They
have encourage, a famous slogan, but yeah, anyways.
They encourage people to work out. And their slogan is copyrighted, so we're not going to say it.
Yeah.
But you'll get the idea, and we're going to say, just get it done.
Yep. And that will be our saying, is just get it done.
So what Rachel and I are going to do here now is challenge each other to do something. Mm-hmm. Now, this first one is pretty basic. We discussed it before the episode. But Rachel and I spend entirely too much time on our phones. It's a bit of an addiction, I would say. So
we're trying to change that.
Working on getting better. And so for this week, by the next episode, I challenge you, Rachel, to finish a book.
Okay.
Just get it done.
Just get it done.
Hashtag just get it done. And what is your challenge for me?
I don't think you're going to like it.
Oh, is it not read a book?
Oh, do you want to read a book? Okay.
Well, I do want to read a book, but okay. I thought that was what we agreed.
Okay.
No, because you were paused in deep thought, and then you have this look on your face. You guys can't see it, but it it's a little frightening, and it's I like it. So what were you going to challenge me to get done?
Not play Madden every day this
week. Oh, f*** that. I'll read a book.
So you won't be on your phone, or you want to try to get away from your phone, but you won't try to get away from your Xbox?
I'm on my phone way more than I'm on my Xbox. Usually, sometimes, I would say most of the time, I wait until you're asleep to get on the Xbox.
But then so I go to bed early. Because I have to be at work.
That's not my problem. I still wait till you go to bed.
Early in the morning. So, from the time that I am sleeping, you are still playing. You're playing Madden. You probably end Madden just if not a few minutes before, like an hour or so before I wake up.
That's not true.
Okay. I will start timing. I'll set up like a little secret timer.
All right, fine. So spell out exactly what your challenge is.
To try to do Madden, I'll say 4 times this week.
Like 4 days?
4 days.
But I can do it anytime throughout the day, multiple times a day.
No. Okay, fine. I challenge you to a book. Finish a book. Because I know you're going to try to get away, find little loopholes to play Madden as much as you can.
That's not in the spirit of the challenge. You just need to have a more specific set of.
Well, no, you clearly wanted to read a book, so finish a book.
All right, I will finish a book.
Okay.
Do you know what book you're going to read?
Do I have to finish a whole book, or can I finish a book that I'm already reading?
How far are you into the book?
I have like a good few chapters left.
I think you should read. How many pages do you think?
They're like thick.
Is it more than 100?
Probably.
All right, fine. You can finish a book.
Okay. I'm going to finish Witch's Tale.
Okay. I am going to finish All of Us Villains.
Oh, okay. You just started that, though.
Well, that's the thing, and this is why we need to do the challenges, because I just started it, like, 2 weeks ago.
No.
And I'm, like, a chapter or two in. And it's not like it's not like reading. I enjoy reading, and I'm a good reader.
You love to read.
And I was so much better at it when I was younger because I had less...
screen time.
Less screen time, yeah. And it was great when I was growing up because for certain kids, reading is almost like a punishment.
Yeah.
But like reading was enjoyable for me. So when I was in class and they were like, all right, reading time, it was like, yes. And I could always get my parents to buy me books because it's like, well, he's reading. So
yeah.
So of course we'll buy him whatever books he wants. So I had a ton of books growing up. And I have a ton of books now that I buy myself. And I realize how expensive books are. And it makes me realize how much my parents put into me expanding my mind.
Yeah.
With paper and not papers. You know what I'm saying? And so now I do it and I buy new books. We both do it.
Mm-hmm.
Book shopping is fun.
It is.
Barnes & Noble smells incredible.
Just the feel of a new book, the smell of a new book. Ugh.
And then actually reading it is the problem.
Yeah.
So, you finish your book.
Okay.
I finish my book. You tighten up that Madden stipulation.
I will. That'll be next week.
All right. God, I better really play. I better really play this week then to make sure I meet all my challenges. The problem is as we're ever evolving, so is Madden. They're always releasing new programs with new challenges. You don't want to hear it. I can tell. Okay, that's fine. So let's call this a segment. Let's wrap up this segment.
Okay.
Remember, folks, just get it done. And to close out the first episode of season two, we're going to talk to you guys about social media. We, as a podcast, need to be better about posting on social, being more interactive and social.
We're going to try. We're really going to try this season
and
going forth.
Yes. And then we want, in turn, because let's be honest, both got to do our part, listeners. Yeah. We'll do our part, you do yours. And there will be rewards for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some prizes lined up. We want to start doing maybe a weekly giveaway, mm-hmm. right? And going along with that, we're going to be giving you a weekly hashtag. Hashtags are very important. For the older listeners, hashtag is what you used to call the pound signal. You do have that on your cell phone. So just look and you can find it. I know you think I'm being really condescending right now. And I am. But what we're going to do is we're going to start posting. Instagram is going to be a big one. So when we post to Instagram, we want you to comment on our post telling us what the hashtag of the week is.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to like the post. We want you to share the post to your story. And we want you to tag us.
Yep.
And doing all that every week, and we'll post it on the actual post we make too, just to remind you.
Mm-hmm.
But doing all of these and checking all these boxes will get you entered into a drawing every week, and we'll be sending out prizes, and it's going to be so great. You're going to have so much fun.
Yep.
That being said, what is our hashtag this week?
This week's hashtag is hashtag welcome back.
Welcome back. We're saying welcome back to ourselves.
Yep.
Nobody pats themselves on their back quite like us, except for LeBron James.
We're also saying welcome back to you guys for listening to us.
For coming back with us. But seriously, did you... I should tell that to you. The other night, the Lakers lost by 30, and LeBron James was like, okay. 10,000 career assists, baby. Cannot stand that guy.
I think you've mentioned it many times before.
I know, and I'll keep mentioning it. It's not like he's ever going to hear it. And I think I said before, if he was to actually approach me about it, which I doubt, he has no idea who I am, I would fold, but I'm getting less brazen. I think I would say it to his face. No, I don't want you to sign this. No, I don't want your shoes. Well, maybe I want your shoes. I sell them, though. I'm not going to keep them for myself. Yes, I'll borrow $100,000. No, I don't want your headband. It's stinky and it's sweaty. And it's covering your hairline. Your hairline's receding. Let it go. You know why Michael Jordan's the GOAT? Because he let it go. He let his hairline go and he started shaving his whole head.
True.
Oh, and the whole point I was also going to make about listening for the hashtags, we're going to be giving them to you at the end of every episode.
Yes.
So you got to listen to the whole episode to the bitter end.
Yep.
Plus our closeout music is just a banger.
Yes. We've got many.
Are we going to have the same closeout music?
That is a good discussion.
Season two, we might have to do new music.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see. I guess you'll hear.
You'll hear. Yeah. You'll find out. Yeah. Just like us.
Yeah. We're doing this in real time. We're coming up with this on the fly.
But we're excited to be back. We hope you guys are excited to be back. We hope you guys stay with us. And we're looking for new things this year. Or not year. Season.
Season. Year. Season, could be year. Could be a year.
Depends
on if we get sick again. Who knows?
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
But we're really excited. And we're looking for new things. And if you guys have any ideas, please feel free to send them to us in an email at thefourseasonspod@gmail.com.
And if you are already following us, follow us on Instagram.
Yep. At the Four Seasons Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
At the Four Seasons Pod C.
And on Facebook.
At the Four Seasons Podcast. And again, we're going to try to be better about everything. We'll be better about posting on social media. Interact with us. Follow us. And hopefully soon we're going to start a YouTube channel as well. Where we'll record some of our
podcasts so you... All these faces that Rachel makes that I'm describing, you can actually see. So that makes a lot more sense why I start to stutter and get terrified. She's small, but she's fiery. She's like a jalapeno pepper-flavored firework.
Okay.
You shouldn't put it in your mouth. Either way.
Let's just wrap this up, shall we?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
All right. From the Four Seasons Podcast... I'm Michael Oliver.
I'm Rachel Oliver.
Thanks for coming back and enjoy the rest of your days.